Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
A 44-year-old man from Ottawa is sentenced to dozens of years behind bars for trying to hire hitmen to kill five people. The details from WBBM's Bernie Tafoya.
Will County State's Attorney James Glasgow says Christian Shepherd has been sentenced to 76 years in prison. Shepherd was in jail awaiting charges in 2010 for a sexual assault when he tried to hire another inmate to kill his victim, the victim's mother, and two detectives. Shepherd even gave the inmate a map to the residence of one of his targeted victims, as well as a taunting statement to read to the victims. The inmate went to police instead, and then Shepherd tried to hire another inmate to kill the first four targets and the inmate who turned him in. The second inmate went to police, too. Shepherd would be at least 95 years old before being eligible to be released. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Police in West Suburban Oakbrook are investigating the shooting death of a man found in a car early today. Authorities say they were sent to the area of 22nd Street in Camden Court just after midnight and found the victim with several gunshot wounds. He was pronounced dead at the scene. His name and age are not yet being released. After successfully having some of his client's statements to police thrown out, the attorney for a man charged in a cold case Naperville murder went to court yesterday seeking to have more comments suppressed.
Defense attorney Terry Eckel argues allowing in court statements Brian Welpley made to Naperville police at a Minnesota police station would circumvent a Will County judge's prior ruling. The Daily Herald reports that ruling last year was comments the now 78-year-old made to his wife and police at his home were inadmissible. Welpley was charged 2 years ago with first-degree murder and criminal sexual assault in the 1972 stabbing death of 15-year-old Julianne Hansen after a potential DNA match to Welpley. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A vehicle belonging to a missing woman from Chicago has been found with a body inside. Relatives say they became concerned after 39-year-old Rena Baker, who lived in the Roseland neighborhood, failed to pick up her son from school last Thursday. Police say her car was found yesterday near the intersection of 94th and LaSalle. The medical examiner's office has not yet identified the body found in the car. President Biden coming to Chicago later this month.
Mr. Biden will be in Chicago on June 28th, according to a White House announcement, to visit the city he backed to host his renomination at the Democratic National Convention next summer. No additional details on the visit were provided, but Politico previously reported President Biden was looking to hold major re-election fundraising events before the end of the month. The Democratic National Convention will be the first time Chicago hosts a political convention since 1996. Roger Plummer, 105.9 WBBM.
Police are still looking for three men who ran into a mall in Calumet City yesterday to evade officers who were chasing them. Reports indicate the three were traveling at high speeds in a minivan wanted in connection with other incidents that occurred in multiple jurisdictions. The men reportedly ran into the River Oaks shopping mall and then disappeared. Anyone with information is asked to contact Calumet City Police. Chicago's top doctor says there was no recent outbreak of measles at a police station. In fact, Dr. Allison Arwady says
there is not a rise in measles cases in Chicago. In fact, there has not been a single measles case diagnosed in Chicago recently.
Arwady says some migrants were staying at the facility who showed signs of a rash. She says they were immediately taken for medical treatment, but they did not have measles and nothing was spread to anyone else. Four women are hospitalized after a collision between a car and a semi-truck on the southwest side early today. Chicago police say the car was traveling northbound on Pulaski at a high rate of speed when it ran a red light and then hit the truck at 79th Street. All of those injured were in the car and reported to be in critical condition. Police are investigating. In the golf world is still buzzing about the merger of the PGA Tour and LIV Golf.
The merger between the PGA and the LIV Golf Tour brings the possibility of billions of dollars in investments. But one local sports consultant says the deal really came down to avoiding a prolonged legal battle.
Fighting it out in court was only going to make the lawyers richer. So they realized that a resolution was better for the sport and better for the parties involved in the litigation.
Mark Gannis, president and co-founder of Sports Core Limited in Chicago, joined the WBBM Noon Business Hour to explain what was going on behind the scenes amid all the lawsuits.
I do know the participants. I know Jay. I know Yasser. And they really do want the sport of golf to grow globally. It's at $100 billion or so right now. They see it that it could be multiples of that in just a few years.
Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago's Olive Harvey College on the far south side is creating a new degree dealing with cannabis. The Daily Southtown reports it's hoped the program will be a tool to help reverse the effects of failed drug prevention policies. The college has established an Associates of Applied Science and Cannabis Studies degree program. The college dean says rather than just focusing on the production of cannabis for the state's legal growing industry, the program's plan to address the cultural and societal impact of cannabis and its use. Amtrak applying for federal funds to upgrade one of its major routes, the Chicago to New York Cardinal. Amtrak says is asking for $500,000 to expand the service to daily trains from the current three trains a week. The Cardinal is one of a handful of Amtrak long-distance trains that run currently less than once a day.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.